From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Concerns of interference as the British Labour MP publicly endorses the St. Lucia opposition Labour Party. There's a warning of further unrest if Haiti's president continues to ignore local anger at internationally prescribed policies, and the Caribbean comes closer to facing a choice in diplomatic relations, China or Taiwan. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A British Labour MP has joined St. Lucia's opposition Labour Party in its campaign ahead of this Friday's general election. The move is causing widespread concern that Britain is officially endorsing St. Lucia's main opposition party. British MP Clearwater has been making platform promises clearly linking the Labour parties of both countries. It's a link the St. Lucia Labour Party candidates have taken to heart. The country is now 5 days away from going to the polls, and as Pete Ninval reports, concerns of violence have now been overtaken by questions surrounding political protocol.
25-year-old British Labour MP Claire Ward, sporting a red Labour Party campaign T-shirt, made her first public speech in St. Lucia to a cheering crowd of opposition supporters yesterday. The occasion was the official launching of St. Lucia Labour Party leader Dr. Kenny Anthony as his party's endorsed candidate for Viewforth South. Miss Ward's message to the political rally was that St. Lucia should imitate Britain's example in electing a Labour government.
It means so much for you to have a Labour government here when we have a Labour government in Britain. If we're going to be able to work together, and we must, for your future and for ours,